You're listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick.
Ladies and gents, and welcome to this bonus episode on the Bought and Beloved podcast with myself, Kirby Minnick. You can follow me on my social media at Kirby is a Boss on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. It's a vibe. And if you listen to this past week's episode on Wednesday, y'all know that I announced, dropped the bomb, that I have an amazing fiance named Richard Kelly. And we didn't really have time on that episode of kind of us just sharing our story. So if y'all want to listen to that before this one, go ahead. Or if you want to queue it up and listen to it afterwards, you can. We basically talk about our relationship and about that sweet season of dating and where we are now and moving forward. But today we're going to just do a short, sweet little episode about our engagement story, because we got a lot of questions about that on our Instagram, people just wanting to know that. And we thought that sitting down and doing a podcast on it would just be super simple and easy, and people can go back and listen to it and enjoy it. But yeah, Richard, for those who might be popping in and hearing you for the first time, I'll let you introduce yourself briefly, and then we'll get on into this.
Hey, everybody. Here I am again. My name is Richard Kelly. I'm a 6'2", 26-year-old man. I do film and photo for a living, essentially, and make a lot of ads and documentaries for different companies and people. So that's kind of my day job. And yeah, newly engaged to Kirby Minnick and really looking forward to the season in life, and really excited to tell you the story of this proposal, because this was a lot of work and stress.
Well, I'll let you start it off then, kind of about, well, here, I'm going to add some context real quick. So Richard and I had no idea about the engagement, and Richard did a really good job of, and I say this in the lightest way possible, destroying my hope that an engagement was coming soon. You know, we talked about it, and I understand why he did it. He was just like, Kirby, like, I need to wait. This isn't the time. I want to make sure that I have this, this, and that set in order, because he's Canadian, you know, so he had to get things settled at home first. And although, you know, that's true, I didn't realize that in the midst of that, he was planning an engagement, and he just wanted to throw me off, and he did a good job of that. So I was absolutely clueless to the fact that he was planning an engagement, that an engagement was taking place, even though we had a ring right before then. So I'll say that real quick. I was sending him rings. My friends were dropping hints that I wanted specific rings, and we just decided to go try on rings, not even with the intention of buying one. But then we found a ring that we really liked. It was in our price range by the grace of God, and we got it. But even after getting it, he was like, Kirby, this is not going to happen for a while. And I was just like, yeah, it's okay. I understand. I get it. I love you, and I will have no expectations. But little did I know that he was finessing something behind the scenes. And Richard, I'll throw it over to you now.
Well, yeah, it was the longest process, because I did have stuff to take care of at home, and I was trying to figure out my timeline. And then I was starting to move a few things into motion and kind of throwing my ideas around between myself and a couple other people. And after we had the ring, I realized I'm in a good position right now, and mm-hmm. I need to act kind of sooner than later, because, you know, I didn't want to go home without a ring mm-hmm. on her hand. I didn't want to leave her without that, because, you know, God forbid I could get stuck on the other side of the country,
yeah,
and not be able to cross back over. And I didn't want that to, you know, prolong and really suck. So mm-hmm. I decided that I'm going to get it done sooner than later. And that means we'd have to kind of cut a lot of my ideas short, which I'm not going to go into, because the engagement was as beautiful and as perfect as it as we wanted it to be. And that's that. But we were really in a unique position, because although I was here doing a lot of work stuff, Kirby and I were also spending a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. And it's really difficult, especially when you're sharing your location with someone, to even go scout out locations, plan things, you know, and being around her all the time, if I wasn't working, I was with her. And so it was, you know, there was always that risk of like, hey, where are you right now? Or, you know, what are you doing? Or, you know, what do you got planning? And so there's a lot of basically things that couldn't happen, like travel. We weren't traveling at the time. And if I was just going to be like, hey, we should go to this place, you know, this weekend and let's go to this really beautiful picturesque area. Yeah. You know, she'd know something was up immediately before I finished the sentence. So we really had to kind of limit ourselves to, or I had to limit myself to the general area of Dallas-Fort Worth. And that was okay because there's enough beautiful places here. But again, I had to pick a location. And then my next, I guess, my next trial was figuring out a place that I could get her to without her suspecting anything. And after that, I had to figure out a way to get her to a place without suspecting anything, but also dress nice and wearing makeup so she felt beautiful and presentable and had her nails done properly.
Shout out to Sarah.
So I was, you know, I was messaging her nail lady, constantly getting her to do the right nails. I was like, hey, it's going to happen quite soon. Please make sure you're doing right nails. And that was the one day a year that Kirby's like, I just want regular polish. I don't want any gel nails or anything. So.
I know, and so, I regret it.
But it's okay because I made sure I arranged an appointment the day after the engagement as well. So, you know, Kirby would be happy with that. But we definitely, there's a lot of moving pieces like that. And so in order to find a location, et cetera, there was a lot of different things that I had to put into play and a lot of things I couldn't do. Again, it was basically a checklist of 1,000 things and I was just crossing things off constantly, narrowing it down to what was possible, what was plausible, and what was believable. And so, and of course, I wanted this to be a big surprise because, you know, a lot of things have just kind of worked really well in our relationship and we've just made a lot of decisions together and, you know, taken a lot of these steps together. But I wanted the engagement to be a beautiful surprise for her. And, you know, and another thing too is knowing we had the ring, I had to really, as she said, you know, kind of destroy your hope a little bit. And although
but in a kind way, like you weren't loving about it.
And my intention and what I told her was, you know, I want to propose to you the right way. I want to wait for the right timing and I don't want to rush this.
Yeah. And you wanted God's peace in it. Yeah. And I completely respected that. I was like, okay, like when, cause I don't want to be like, I was ready and put myself out there as this like desperate person. But it was like, I knew I wanted to marry you. We had the ring. Like that was our intention, but I wanted to be patient on your side of things, especially since you're the one making a lot of sacrifices. So I was like, I totally understood. I want to give you the time and the space to do it because I wanted this to be your thing. Like, this is the thing that you get to be creative about, have fun with. And I'm so glad that I did. But okay, continue.
Yeah. And it was really nice. You know, she gave me a lot of space with that too, because, you know, I did have peace from God before I did it for sure, but I definitely didn't tell her that or else she would have expected it immediately. Yep. So, you know, I definitely told her, I was like, we still need to wait on this. And yeah, so that gave me a little bit of time. And then obviously the next trial, us being people who love capturing moments, I wanted that to be caught on photo and video. And I needed to either have a sniper somewhere like 300 feet away, just hiding behind a bush with a really big zoom lens, or I had to have someone there on location, somehow inconspicuous. So this is how things unfolded.
Okay. Tell us the story.
So yeah, that was a lot of pretense, but here's how I set this up. I created this over a couple of days, just me urging to be creative. I had a few different plans and nothing really worked. So I decided that I was going to start writing this short film that I had in mind, which honestly I might still do. It's a great idea,
it is.
But, I started writing this short film and writing storyboards and, you know, going through ideas and Kirby was very curious, obviously. And so I made sure to show her all these storyboards and in the process, and I was like, I really want to film this, get these kind of shots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that was while I was going through locations. So I was starting to look through locations because of that quote unquote short film. And I was like, you know, this location is really cool. This location is really cool. So if she ever saw me on my phone looking up locations that were beautiful with a nice skyline, et cetera, then that's why.
Yeah, that was the correlation. I was like, oh, he just wants to film something cool. Sweet.
Exactly. So I kind of got that suspicion out of the way. But the next thing was, I can't film it alone. And I'm kind of new to the area and don't have too many, you know, solid friends here that are willing to help me out with stuff that would, you know, I'd feel bad getting them to follow me around with a camera and all that. So I decided to fly in one of my close friends, Nick, who's now in Tennessee. And he was more than willing to come out and help me with it. And we basically, I was able to bring him in because he had a good quality camera, and Kirby was like, oh, he's flying in and he wants to hang out and do this film with you. That's great. You know? Yeah. And
can't wait to hang out with him.
Can't wait to hang out with him. That's great. And so we were able to bring him in and, you know, just hang out with him and spend time with him. And, you know, as soon as he got here, to throw off more suspicion of why, as to why we weren't filming, we decided to push, quote unquote, push his flight back. I'm doing air quotes with my fingers, but I guess I have to say that. we had to push his flight back a couple of days. So we could be like, yeah, we'll just hang out the first day, you know, and we didn't want to do anything first day either, because that would be suspicious too. Someone just flies in with a camera ready to go. So we kind of let things flow, take their natural course. But that's how we got the video side done, and the, you know, having someone there, having on having the camera, et cetera. Now we have to, this is not going to be, hopefully this is a shorter podcast.
It's okay. But, I can speed things up if you need me to at any point.
Yeah. Well, this is the part where I needed to get Kirby on camera in a place and ready. And this was really important to do right and make sure she was having a great day. She was, you know, camera ready, confident, and really excited. So she told me a while ago that one of her favorite cars is a white Porsche.
Yes.
Beautiful. And, yeah. And so she told me that it's a dream car. She wanted to drive it, enjoy it. So I contacted some friends here at Avondale, which is a car dealership group. And they,
in Grapevine, Texas. Yeah. And they're amazing. Shout out to Catherine for helping with everything.
Thank you, Catherine. Yeah. But they're basically a group that has a line of different luxury cars, you know, Mercedes, Porsche, Bentley, etc. So I asked her, hey, can we get a white Porsche by any chance for a shoot? And also, can you send me an email that's saying that you need models for it because your model's canceled? And she was totally on board. She was like, she loved the idea. She was really excited to be a part of it as well. So not only that, she actually brought a location to my attention that she had shot at previously that made a lot of sense for a Porsche photo shoot. So it was this Hotel Vin that was only a few minutes away from the dealership. So, you know, I got this email, you know, on a Sunday or Monday, and Kirby was reading over my shoulder as I got it. And it's like, hey, we need help with this. And we need a couple models if you know anybody. And she obviously, me intending for her to read the email, she was ecstatic about, I can do that. I can dress up nice and, you know, look kind of professional, semi-professional. And, you know, the email was all about, you know, showing the feminine side of Porsche, which is, you know, honestly a strong part of the brand as well. Yeah. And so we really wanted to highlight that in the shoot. And so this is how we were able to convince Kirby that she was going to be a model for this Porsche photo shoot. And she got to drive her dream car.
Yes.
How could the odds be any better? Right. And so it was just, it was so much fun, and it was perfect because we were able to kind of get her there. And
so basically to just like condense all of that for anyone who might be a little confused, he was able to get his friend Nick to fly in to Dallas and was like, okay, we're going to film a short film here. And I was like, okay, cool. Meanwhile, Richard flew him in order to film our proposal, which was with this car dealership, you know, with Avondale and everything. And so it was one of those things where I was like, oh, this is just coincidence that while Nick is here, this awesome collaboration popped up for Richard and me, like last minute. Oh my gosh, and Nick's here. He can help with the shoot too. How fun. Like, I just thought this was all coincidence and so fun. Like, I had no idea. So Nick gets here. We're all just hanging out and chilling. And Nick is like, yeah, we're going to push my flight back a few days so we can do this car dealership thing first, and then we'll do the short film. I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm like busy picking out my outfit. I'm so excited. And the next day we all drive over to the dealership and they hand over the car keys. They're like, here, go have fun. We want these kinds of shots for our Instagram. Like, I really thought this was like a for real thing. So for 2 hours or so, we're just taking pictures of me driving this car, video, all that jazz. Richard's directing me, mm-hmm. and he did a really good job. Like, we actually got good photos, and I believed it because he was very like, okay, you do this, 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 and this. So I was in the mindset of, okay, this is work. We were having fun, but I was just under the impression that this is all work. A little bit of play because it's a Porsche, but still, we get to the Hotel Vin, which is one of the venues that we were shooting at where Richard proposed mm-hmm. to me. So the idea was that Porsche was doing a collaboration with this hotel. It was like a whole lifestyle brand mm-hmm. thing. So we get there. They're like, okay, let's wait till evening so we mm-hmm. can get better lighting. Let's have dinner here while we're here. So yeah. Richard proposes that we eat dinner there. Before he proposes, heyo. But it was so cute because I order food and everything, and he didn't order anything. And I'm like, why aren't you ordering anything?
I had appies, but...
Yeah, you did have appies. The shout out to their charcuterie boards, for real. Or charcuterie, I don't know.
Charcuterie.
I tried. Anyways, we ate dinner, and mm-hmm. he wasn't eating anything. And I was like, do you want some of mine? And he was like, yeah, sure. But he told me that he was full from breakfast, which was partially true, but he was also just really nervous. And I never caught on. You never let on that there were any nerves, but...
Yep, it was all in my stomach.
Yep.
Not letting me eat.
All the butterflies. They were like, no, sir.
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And now a message from one of our network supporters.
There are some daily comforts that just make you grateful and feel more grounded in life. Petting the dog, hitting the snooze button, and of course, that first cup of coffee. These are things that you count on every day to help you get to where you want to go. Things like the Upper Room Daily Devotional Guide is just that. You can count on the Upper Room for daily inspiration, daily community, and daily prayer. It's the only daily devotional magazine written by readers, ordinary people, people who have encountered God in daily situations. The Upper Room is here for you every day through your email, a custom app, or printed magazine. You can enjoy a free 30-day trial of their email or app service by visiting upperroom.org/welcome. That's upperroom.org/welcome to get your first 30 days free. It's interdenominational, written by readers. It has over 80 years of history and 5 million readers around the world, providing online community, spiritual comfort, and inspiration. Go check them out today.
Yeah, like, and the thing is too, like, with her being there, I still wanted to throw off any sense of it being a setup or anything. So
yeah.
we got there early, and I wanted to wait till it was a bit darker, so it, you know, it would just be,
yeah, because
it would be nicer, and we were just more just having fun.
And the outside area where you proposed to me mm-hmm. was like this courtyard with these beautiful string lights. If you go to my Instagram or Richard's Instagram, you can see the photos that there were these really pretty string lights on this patio area. So he wanted that too. So that's why we had to wait. So what better use of time than just sitting in a really fancy hotel's restaurant? And it was so nice, y'all. Oh my gosh. And just enjoying the evening.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, next, I'll lead this and you can take over at any point. But he was like, okay, we're going to drive the car onto this patio area where there's all this grass. And I was so persistent, like, is this a good idea? I don't want us to drive on this nice hotel's lawn. But he's like, no, they're totally cool with that. I was like, yeah, okay. So the guys are outside moving tables and things from this patio area. I go out there to help because I was like, yeah, well, let me make use while I'm here. So we get that all set up. And the illusion was that I was going to drive the car over there and then we were going to take pictures there. And so Richard has, you know, the camera set up and our friend Nick, he's setting up the camera and he has one in his hand as well. But I didn't know that they were stabilizing a camera to videotape it. And they had me kind of standing there focusing the camera on me, which I think they're, you know, just focusing on me for a shot, the next part of the segment of shooting everything. And Richard comes up to me, and I'll let you take it from here.
Well, I just walk up to her then, and just my nerves are just off the hook at this point. But I walk up to her, and she's like looking at me like, okay, what's up now? And I'm just fixing her hair. And she's like, oh, that's sweet, you know, fixing my hair.
Yeah.
Why is he doing that? Because I'm just the focus point.
Yeah. And I kept asking him, like, so am I driving the car over here? Or are you driving the car?
And then I just told her, I was like, this isn't about the car. This is about you. This is all about you.
And I was shook. It like clicked at that point.
It clicked at that point?
Like, I was just kind of like, what? And then you said, this is about you. And it was like a million thoughts went through my head. And I was like, wait, no, this isn't happening. He told me it's not happening anytime soon. This was like 2 weeks after we got the ring, by the way. But continue. Mm-hmm.
And then, I just pulled the ring out awkwardly, struggled a little bit, and got down on one knee and asked her if she will be my wife. And she said yes. But I first asked if she will be my good thing, which is an allusion to the very first time we met on TikTok and the comment I made on her video. And
we talked about that in the podcast before this, that I posted a TikTok saying, you know what scripture says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. How's it going? I'm good thing. And he commented, hi, good thing, I'm he. So yeah, he got down on one knee and said, will you be my good thing? Mm-hmm. And good I was like, yes. Get you a man that's biblical. But I was just screaming yes, and he had the ring still in the box, and I was like, put it on my hand.
I froze because I was like, I knew this yes was coming, but then I didn't even think of what to do after that, right? I planned every single small moment up until that very point. And I was like, oh right, yeah, take it out of the box, put it on the finger.
And so you put it on and we hugged and we kissed and Nick was taking pictures. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because then the manager of the hotel comes out with these two like little sparkly non-alcoholic drinks, which were so good. It was like a strawberry mint mocktail or something. And he was like, congrats. And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, I was in on it. They were in on it. All the people here are hired actors. Like, it was so funny. And he was just like, congratulations. And then it like all hit me a few moments later after freaking out and being so excited. And I started crying because I was just like, I love this man. I can spend my life with this man. And we spent some time just walking around and talking. Mm-hmm. And it was, that was it. And got to drive my dream car, got to get a ring on it with my dream man. And it was, that's the story. That's the engagement story.
And if my telling of it earlier was a little bit confusing, just know that that's exactly how confusing my brain was for 2 weeks on end, just trying to scramble for, every sense of a plan. It was honestly the most, I was out of it. I was trying to figure everything out, and it was just the most stressful time, but also the most amazing time because I was so excited to create that moment and, and really make it special for us and a special memory. Cause I want it to be something that wasn't just, kneeling in the middle of a park or whatever, or kneeling, just like if we're walking the dog, kneeling, we don't have a dog, but you know what I mean? Like walking through a park, getting one down one knee. There's nothing wrong with that, but like I wanted to make something that was kind of special to us and something that was true to my character and special for Kirby because like we really, I don't know.
I loved it.
I just wanted it to be something that was just for us.
Yeah, it was perfect. Because I know we talked about kind of like different ways of like how you could have done it and everything, but that was just so fitting to you. Mm-hmm. And it was perfect, just a perfect setup for me. Like, I wouldn't have wanted it any other way. And it's such a fun story, too. So I really love that. I get to share this story forever.
Me too.
But that's pretty much it. And I guess we'll wrap things up here. I expected this to be like a 10-15 minute. Same. But Richard and I, we just love to talk and tell stories. And so hope y'all like that. But before we get off of this, I do want to disclose one thing. A few people have been messaging me on Instagram just like, okay, well, now that Richard's here, like, is your stuff going to now just be like you and him? Is it going to be family content now? And I just want to quickly disclose here on the podcast that this is just a time of celebration for Richard and I. And I definitely want to continue to bring him onto my content. But I just want to reiterate and bring comfort to some of your souls that I will continue to be doing my regularly scheduled content where I bring people on. We talk about Jesus. I spend time diving through the Bible. So definitely be looking forward to and stay excited for that content, because just because I got a man now and he has a presence on my platform with me doesn't mean that I am shifting my content mm-hmm. completely.
Yeah, we are a part of each other's lives now, but we are mm-hmm. not each other's lives. Exactly. And, you know, our focus is Christ in what we do individually mm-hmm. and what we do together. Mm-hmm. So it's going to continue to be Christ focused, and we're really happy that you guys celebrate with us together.
Yeah.
And we love, you know, showing a few happy moments here and there, but we also really love our private relationship and are mm-hmm. going to really value all of our offline time that we have together as well. Yeah. So, and I also want to support Kirby in her ministry, and I want to make sure she doesn't do less, but does even more in the future mm-hmm. and moving forward. So I want to use my skills as well to enhance her ministry and what she's able to bring to everyone, because it truly is a blessing, and I see the impact it has on so many people. So
thank you, babe.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's just a little tidbit I wanted to add there, but thank you for listening to this week's bonus episode. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys enjoyed it, even though it's kind of long. If you stuck around and listened to it, hooray, thank you. Glad that y'all are enjoying every little bit of this as much as we are, because mm-hmm. this is such sweet news. And we can't wait to keep you up to date with more things as we choose to disclose them,
yep.
because we really are enjoying handling things and figuring things out on our own time. And once things are kind of set in stone, then bringing it mm-hmm. to everybody else, because we have seen the value and the joy in that, and we will continue to do that out of respect for us, our own sanity, our friends and family, and you guys as well. We just want to make sure that any information that we give to you guys at whatever timeline it is, mm-hmm. it is information that you can trust and rejoice with us on. So,
and yeah, I just want to add as well that we really want to be mindful that we're not ever in a mode of performance.
Yeah.
And our relationship, never want that to be a performance, or, you know, how we act on social media.
Yeah.
And we don't want to base that off of how anyone else does it. We just want to be true to ourselves, our faith, and our relationship with each other. So, you know, I guess have no expectations, and that's probably the best way to go. As exciting as this is, and I know I've seen just the absolute joy and shock
for
in people's faces in every area of life that Kirby's mm-hmm. been involved in. But yeah, at the same time, just have no expectations and
and know that the focus of everything we're doing first and foremost is, at least for my platforms that I'm doing my ministry on, is ministry.
Yeah.
And like we said, every now and again, that will include us coming together mm-hmm. and both sharing our voices, our experiences, what we're walking through, because now that we're in a new season of life, we're going to be able to speak to people mm-hmm. from a new perspective. And I'm excited for that. And I know that that will come with time. We don't just want to put something out there or post something the day that we go through something mm-hmm. or the week after. Like, we want to be mindful as we do life together that we can walk through it faithfully and then bring that testimony to you guys as well. So we're just using a lot of wisdom and discernment with everything we're doing. And I hope that y'all, I know that y'all will understand and respect that, but that's all that we ask for is your continued love, support, prayers above all else. And yeah, thank you for rejoicing with us. But I will wrap this up now, finally. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the Bought and Beloved podcast. I hope y'all like these bonus episodes. Let me know at boughtandbeloved@gmail.com what kind of episodes you want me to do in the future, if there is a topic in scripture you want me to talk about, if there is a book of the Bible. Maybe you're going through a specific season and you just need some godly wisdom and advice. Let me know there. I would absolutely love to create some content that will speak to your soul and reach you, your friends, your community, communities, whatever it might be. So utilize that, and remember to follow Richard on Instagram at TheRichardKelly, as well as his TikTok, all that good stuff. If you're interested in his media services as well, hit him up, like look him up, because he's really good at what he does. And I'm going to continue to plug that because I believe in what he's doing, not just because he's my man, but because I support what he does. But also follow me on Instagram at KirbyIsABoss. You can check me out on TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube as well under that alias. But until next week, stay healthy, stay safe, and God bless. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.